Hello, Gia. Okay, calm down for crying. Gia's feisty today, everybody. I don't know what this means for me.
Nothing too good, probably. I'll try to behave.
Okay. All right. So
we got a lot to talk about. This stuff happened in Port Charles in the past couple days. My goodness.
I guess it did, didn't it? And
buttons were flying.
Literally, buttons were flying. Italian fancy buttons were flying, which is it's like the one time that guy wore a button-down shirt, isn't it?
That's probably why they're like, you know, you're going to have to take the t-shirt off and put on this. We know it's part of your look now. But.
Right. All right. So do you want to talk about that scene, Gia?
Was this one of those, like, you were right moments, like, where you say that to me because I predicted that? Or we'd all kind of predicted that, really, hadn't we?
You want to hear it, though, don't you?
It never hurts, but no, I don't think I solely predicted that. So no, you don't need to say it. I think
I think there were people out there in the world who were surprised, and we were not surprised. I think you did probably put it out there in the universe before it's your fault is what I'm saying.
It did. I will say it happened with a rapidity that, is that a word? Rapidity. It happened fast.
Yeah, I was thinking that too. I was kind of thinking, you know, if they're going to take all of our ideas, I wish they would do a better job with them, you know?
And I wish they would take all of our ideas.
I do too.
No, I was okay with it. I thought it was kind of funny.
It was kind of funny, but it seemed like it was a one and done kind of a thing, didn't it?
It was a little campy, but I kind of like Nina in a campy way because she can do that, you know.
Seem a little bit mental, you know, which is what I was hoping for, that she would, you know, become more mental, and that seemed to be the direction she was headed. Whereas Drew seemed to still a bit more methodical about it, and I thought, could this guy like really just stare at her like, as if he's like in his right mind and still do this, but that's what he seemed to be doing. You know what I mean?
I like that he still seemed filled with hate throughout the whole time.
it seemed like they were almost using our words when they said it was like a combustible kind of a thing, you know?
Yeah. I don't know how you felt, but when I heard the 45 minute detail, I was like, oh, come on.
I know. Well, I was wondering, like, because they sort of, they cut out the juicy part, which was fine with me, but I wasn't entirely clear on whether they had actually done, you know, all of the things people can do.
Oh, they'd done the things. They had rug burns.
They said that all after the 45 minutes, so that helped me figure it out, but... Yeah, 45 minutes seems generous for that kind of sex.
Yeah, if it's one of those kind of like, I just hate you so much, and then, you know, you'd be done in like, you know, 5-10 would be like there was like foreplay of some sort, you know?
Right.
45, like you're probably having a good time at that point.
Yeah.
Somebody is. Yeah. I don't know.
Right. Yeah.
Maybe not. But I thought that was a weird detail. To include
They were giving Drew, I guess, a lot of credit, which
maybe maybe he has that in his contract, that if there's any scenes regarding lovemaking, it's going to make show me off in
digits. It has to be double digits for him.
I'm okay with that. I think it's funny. I think they're going to do it again.
You do? Okay. Yeah. Well, it seems like they could develop some sort of a grudging, I don't know, respect, maybe too strong a word, but affection for each other based on, desperation.
I'm thinking more just like a, not respect or any of that, but just like a sick relationship.
Oh, yeah. Just that's what you wanted.
Yeah.
I know. Could you just stress the S more in sick?
Sick. Yeah. Like a really dysfunctional
Yeah.
Need for each other.
Yeah. Yeah, that would still be fun and interesting if they could somehow do that.
Yeah, I don't want them to like become friends or anything, but I want them to keep, you know, bumping uglies and make it interesting for us. But yeah, I don't know, the whole like shirt flying off, and there were some there were some really clunky moments in the last few days where they were trying to move the plot along, but it was like really like it was like me writing a short story when I was in middle school or something, like how will I let people know that Sunny's pills aren't really what they're supposed to be anymore, and you know clunky. Anyway, well, what else did you want to say about it?
Well, so you're saying that the reason that Ava didn't fall asleep is because the pills have been messed with already, and that
isn't
it was
that so what we're supposed to think?
Well, I guess so. The my takeaway from that scene was that she seemed to have no idea that Sunny took a prescription for his bipolar disorder. Is that what we were supposed to think?
No. I mean, everybody in the world knows he's bipolar, and so therefore must assume he's on meds.
Right, but so weren't those the meds that she took? I was confused by that.
I think that's what we're supposed to think. Yes. I think what I thought we were supposed to take away was, number one, that Ava is not involved in the plot to switch out his meds.
Right, yeah. Check.
Which did make me feel a little better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that they've already been messed with, and that Ava may be the one to let him know that they're being messed with.
But didn't she seem sort of like she couldn't figure out why Sunny was taking them?
I didn't get that.
Because she said something about, like, he must like the taste of these because they're not making me sleepy or something. It was just kind of...
I attributed that to the bad writing, I guess, that of which I spoke.
All right. Okay, yeah. I heard that part. All right. So then these are his bipolar meds. They've been messed
with. And I can't remember. I can't even remember what they were on the bottle.
Yeah, it didn't say lithium, which maybe that's not what he was taking. It did start with an L, I think, but
Yeah, but I didn't Google the name or anything, but I just thought it was a really, really super incredibly clumsy scene to get us some information.
It was. And it seemed like Ava even knew it was a stupid, clunky thing.
Yeah, she must have felt, that actor must have felt really idiotic doing that scene. Because
she even, like, when her had that line, like, you shouldn't be, like, self-medicating with somebody else's prescription. It was like...
Right. And, like, you're not even going to Google it just to see what, you know... Yeah,
and then take more than one. I just seem like... she is smarter than that. Yeah. And I thought, you know, she's even the kind of person who would have an assortment of pills in her bag. She would have her own sort of sleeping pills or something.
I mean, I can see some teenager, like if they had one of the teenage boys taking somebody else's prescription med without finding out what it was. But adult in this day and age, especially not a savvy person like Ava's supposed to be.
Yeah. Yeah,
all right, I'll pop a couple, you know. I mean,
right. And isn't Avery supposed to be in the apartment somewhere too?
Yes. So you'd like you'd just be it was
drinking
idiotic.
And then taking pills that you don't know anything about. Really... Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So,
not
impressed. Not
no.
Yeah, and we're not impressed. New writers do better. No.
Yeah, and that was all kind of uncomfortable to me, I guess, was my feeling about that.
We did get to see different parts of Sunny's apartment. I think we've seen that bedroom before in the past, but I don't know if we've been in a bathroom before.
Right. No, I don't think we had. One more thing about Ava, though. Okay, so she's not meddling with his prescription, but she is plying him with liquor and trying to isolate him still.
Definitely,
right?
Yeah. She's like definitely...
She said to Christina that he was resting and didn't think he needed
Definitely.
It's like, what's that? You know, what's that all about?
She's up to something for sure, but at least we think, or we have some assurance, that she's not part of this Pikeman deal to alter his meds. And
So, well, the bad news is maybe that she's meddling with him in her way, and then the Pikeman thing is with him in their own way. So he's kind of getting it from two sides, you know.
I don't like to see. I mean, he's not always my favorite character or anything, but it seems cruel and evil to be messing with somebody's meds like that.
We've touched on that a little bit.
maybe Ava will come to save him, you know, even though she's messing with him. I don't know either.
So Jason knows he's sort of acting out of character a little bit, but
because he was being I'd like to know how long supposedly he's been off his meds.
Right. It doesn't seem like it's supposed to have been more than like a couple days or something. I mean, we don't really know the time frame, but it was just a couple episodes ago, right? Valentine and was talking about it. So
I feel like Sonny's been acting unreasonable for a lot longer than that.
Yeah, that's true. Uh-huh. Yeah,
but he was definitely like kind of hair triggery with Jason during that.
And it's I don't know. It's hard to believe that he could be that like complete 180 in his feelings for Jason, I think.
So I guess the other good news is that Jason is on to something's up with Sonny. So both Ava and Jason kind of have a heads up that something's not right.
Yeah.
Great. They teamed up to save Sonny.
Oh, that would be weird, wouldn't it? And also I think Christina knows not to trust Ava. So maybe she'll be keeping a closer eye, you know? So, and I'm sure she'll tell Dante about that drink, you know.
Yeah, somebody should mention it to somebody.
Yeah.
That was clunky. Yeah. Can I bring up the other clunky thing? Even though I feel like I've moved forward in the episodes too far, but
that's okay, Gia. There's no rules here. Go ahead.
Okay, thanks. I thought that the Carly Jagger thing was all. I like throwing them together. I think they have lots of chemistry.
You do, huh? You like him because of his haircut.
I do, yeah. And didn't he look kind of cute in his casual clothes at the end of today's episode? Like, we haven't seen him in anything but a suit so far.
I'm just not getting the pants feeling, but it's okay if you are, Gia.
Okay. Anyway, I was okay with her, you know, finding him being beaten up, but the lack of realism in the whole, like, he's gonna like lay uncomfortably on his couch all night, and she's gonna be uncomfortable,
and she's gonna stay there the whole night. Like, she doesn't have
a child at home? Yeah,
just because she's got a nanny. Yeah, and it seemed like she was. I don't know. Like, she said she was on her way to see Jason. I guess that was a lie, just so she could take the documents from
Diane's took the documents. Person. Yeah, and that's another thing.
Yeah.
Like, Diane's person will just hand documents to some stranger.
Right. And that doesn't seem like Diane would have said Bobby's if she was meeting. You know, that was all like, all over the place.
So there was just a lot of clunky stuff going on that was just to advance different plots. So I get it, but it was like, you know, we're watching daytime TV, but we're not stupid.
We're stupid, but we're not that
stupid.
Okay,
we are stupid, but
I feel like this is another instance where they're just not giving us enough credit. I mean, And it doesn't seem like it would have taken that much work to remove a lot of the clunkiness.
Right, to smooth out some of this.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Jagger's going to lie uncomfortably on the couch. He's not going to change out of his bloody shirt until morning.
No, no. Yeah, sure, sure. Why would you?
He's not even going to clean off his face or anything.
No. And she, yeah, she's an almost nurse, so she wouldn't recommend cleaning your cuts or anything like that. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, that like week of nursing school has served her well over the years.
Just that whole like staying with him overnight and them like, and I get that she's concerned just because he's a human being, you know, and not Jagger, who she doesn't like, you know, but suddenly to sort of warm up to him and, you know,
Sort of be joking around, and it
seemed to all happen kind of quickly. I don't know.
I guess on the flip side, I kind of like throwing these couples out there and see, you know, like testing them for the chemistry, which is what I think they're doing there.
They're doing a lot of that, They could have done that in a much more effective way. I think the good thing for Carly is that he's seeing her more as quite a likable person, you know, and you can tell he's admires her and is impressed by her at this point, you know, so it's not going to.
Didn't you think he seemed a little more likable as well? No. How about in his towel? Did you like him when he was in his towel? I thought we were going to have another accident there, like not like a button accident, but a step on the corner of the towel kind of thing or something, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's what you wanted, isn't it, Gene? That's okay.
But I'll tell you what I really liked was the delicious, like, Nina, like, doing her lurking Nina thing and suddenly, you know, it was like, oh, God, that is too good.
And jumping to that conclusion regardless of anything.
And spreading it, then instantly spreading it.
Yeah, yeah, to those guys. Yeah, that was Nina really is just a tornado.
And I did like all the, like, Carly's disgust with the way the hotel was being run and the ice machine being broken.
Yeah.
The conversation they had, she and Jagger, where she kind of got all dreamy about running the hotel. Uh-huh. That was a little weird. You know, it was like, that was your dream. And, you know, it was a little like, I don't know. I was supposed to get all, like, sort of teary about her losing the hotel. I don't know. It was weird.
It was a little much, especially since we haven't really ever heard her waxing so poetically about the hotel.
Yeah, like that was
before, you know.
Life. Yeah,
So, but it worked on him, I guess.
Yeah, the hospitality. She loves hospitality.
I'm a little surprised, also. I mean, well, I guess I shouldn't be, that the hotel is sort of going downhill under Nina's watch, because Olivia is still part of it too. I don't get that really.
Yeah.
Anyway, I guess that's not that important, but
I have a question about the walls in the hotel. You know, that like white sort of
looks like acoustic tile or something.
Yeah. Is that flat or is that like an actual raised, you know, like this?
I think it's three dimensional. I think you can order it. Yeah. Uh-huh,
I was thinking that would be kind of a tough thing to keep clean, you know, because it would gather a lot of dust.
Imagine shining one of those black lights over that stuff.
Ew. Yeah. Why would you go there?
I thought you started it.
Well, I just meant the dustiness, because I was looking at it and I was like, maybe that's flat. Maybe that's just like a wallpaper, but.
No, I think it's three dimensional, Gia, but I could be wrong. Right.
You can buy that? Can you buy that at Lowe's or something?
Yeah, I think, maybe not Lowe's, but you can.
If you want to do a feature wall.
Right. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Is that still a thing? Feature walls?
Oh, yeah, sure. Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. So I've been dominating here.
Well, I know you.
My way, but
you go ahead, Jagger. Now. So that's, you know, I want you to express your feelings for Jagger.
I'm done now. I mean, I thought he was cute.
That's okay. That's fine. That's fine. All right. Let's see where to next. Well, just one more, I guess, thought on Jason. It seems like he's back to quiet Jason. Remember, he was kind of chatty before when he and Carly were together and stuff like that. So I kind of like the quiet Jason again. Although it's a little strange because I guess I would say when he was with Diane and sort of going over things with her, he seemed more sort of all business in a way, you know, with her.
He was kind of forceful about this is mine.
I didn't quite get where that was coming from. Although I guess is it that he wants to get his hands on his money? Was that what it was?
I don't know, or maybe he's trying to go legit, so he wants to like have the legit coffee business go. I don't know. Yeah,
maybe
he just seemed different there.
Yeah, so I still don't quite know how much he's changed. I guess
he's just now having to walk around with that sort of look of pain on his face all the time. You know,
yeah,
because he can't tell anybody anything. He can't tell them.
I know he's very misunderstood and quite isolated, right?
Yeah. And what is it that he's like? So somehow, ultimately, it's Carly he's protecting, right?
Yeah.
But couldn't somebody just play a game with him where it's like he's not saying anything, but if you guess the right name, you know, like.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Like, yep. You know, blink twice or whatever.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
like somebody's going to figure it out. It's like it's not like there's that many people he would protect.
Right.
So, so it's not Sonny. Who would it be?
Mm-hmm. Oh, I guess Sonny still doesn't quite believe that Jason was protecting him, you know.
No, but he made such a good point with, you know, the statement about if I were the one trying to kill you, you'd be dead. Yeah,
right. So Sonny should think about that and realize that, of course, Jason, you know, would have killed him if
Sonny's haywire right now because he's taking sugar pills or something. I don't know. They're filling it up with talcum powder or something.
Maybe he's all hepped up on.
And how do you do that? You open every little pill in the bottle, and you know.
Well, they're supposed to be like half 40% strength or something like that. I forget where capsules?
They were doing a step down. They're doing it stepping down. I didn't see if they were capsules or not.
Yeah, I was thinking they were. I don't know. There must be like just different milligrams of strength. So maybe they just. But they would look different.
Do they have some pill manufacturer in their pocket and they're having special strengths mixed for just for this diabolical purpose?
I think so. Yeah, some pharmacist could do that for them.
Wow, I'm going to look at my pharmacist with different eyes next time I go in.
Like, you should. Well, actually, yeah, if you watched Dope Sick or one of those shows about...
No, I started to, and the old man was like, I don't want to watch this. So,
it's so good. It's so good what it shows you, the roles people play.
I think.
Oh, it's super depressing, but so well done. Anyway, you should look at your pharmacist differently. Okay, so moving on.
Business, though. Those people, like, you go into the pharmacy and it's like the whole Walgreens can be empty. Nothing's happening, but the pharmacists are like buzzing, you know. Like,
I know.
They're like, shooting the things, you know, to the people out in the cars, and they're answering the phones, and they're filling this, and they're filling. There's like four or five people back there, like, just right out straight, 24 hours a day.
That's a very depressing scene. Nobody needs anything else.
I guess so. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah,
it's weird. So we should have trained ourselves for that, though, is what I was thinking. Like,
yeah,
somebody should have said, you know what a good business would be? Yeah,
right. Anyway,
okay, sorry, off track.
That's okay.
Sorry,
that's okay, Gia. Well, we had a scene. This is going in a completely different direction. The scene between Laura and Kevin.
One? Where they were like, oh, remember when they were baby monitors? And that one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
Yeah, and I thought they had a lovely moment, and I still think they're just such a nice couple. But I was wondering when they were looking at her phone and how she was saying, you know, look, there's Ace right there. How, like, what if Heather did her thing and came around and somehow, like, they found themselves looking at the phone and saw Heather or somebody, like, walking off with Ace, you know?
Oh, yeah. Oh, look at your evil little mind working on these little plots.
Okay. Hello there, Gia, okay. Again. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm there. Now I'm watching everything to see if we're screwing up.
No, sorry, everybody. I think I had an internet problem, and it's still very weak here. So I hope we can hang in there for a little while longer.
So we're gonna try and pick up where we left off.
Yeah. So we were talking about Heather, Kevin, Laura. I guess we got to the end of that little scenario, yeah, right?
We haven't mentioned anybody's hair, and I kind of.
Okay.
Just wanted to mention that it looks to me like Laura got a nice trim, yeah, and maybe a little.
I thought that looked good.
A little layering, and Ava got bangs.
Yeah, and her hair seems suddenly longer, but maybe it was that long, and it just was more conspicuous lately with the bangs.
I think it's conspicuous because of the bangs. It was kind of getting longer, but yeah. I think it makes her look a little younger or something.
Yeah, I agree. And TJ got a haircut, which I enjoy too, because I thought his old haircut made his head look kind of like elongated.
Yeah, yeah, no, yeah, I approve of that, cutting down the profile a little bit.
Yeah, yeah. Although he still seemed like he wasn't that great a character today, you know?
Yeah, that, I don't know, that whole family, they need to do something with all of them.
Yeah.
Portia, Curtis, Trina, everybody is kind of like, Marshall, they're not working for me right now. I'm not enjoying any of their scenes. Are you?
Yeah. Well, the only part I thought Marshall gave TJ pretty good advice at the end of that conversation, but TJ was like whining for way too long, and it kind of seemed like, you know, she's already pregnant, so complaining about Christina at this point doesn't make a lot of sense, you know?
Right. Too late. Yeah.
Yeah. And I think we both think that Curtis's recovery happened way too quickly.
Yeah. And I kind of didn't like the implication about, like, I don't know how they put it exactly, but that his life couldn't have been fulfilling unless he got up out of that chair and, you know, and now he's like a big hero again. And
Right.
It's going to be running he did, fitness centers. And
right. And he did work hard, you know, on his recovery, but
still, but for like a week.
A week, yeah, I know. And we didn't get to see much of his struggles or even just his growth as a person, you know.
I felt like they kind of went back on the what they did when they pulled in a few characters that were truly disabled in one way or the other, and you know, showed them having like real lives, real legit lives, and they suddenly like, but Curtis, you know, this, you had this miracle, and it's all because you worked so hard, and otherwise you would have been this sad person in the chair, you know. And I just didn't like the implications of it all.
No, I agree.
Portia squealed again, and
she did. That's not gonna work ever, I don't think.
Yeah, and and I was also confused by their scene. Like, they looked, she and Curtis were like, he made it up the stairs, woohoo, and surprised her, which was fine. That was great, you know. And then it was like, oh, we're gonna get it on, and then she reappears, and he's in bed, but she's clothed. And like, I was like, have they done the deed yet, or are they, I don't know, like, they were about to, but then he remembers he needs that file folder of bills or something, and
it seemed like they sort of reversed the order of two scenes or something, but
yeah,
I don't know.
I thought maybe it was just me being confused, but I don't know.
I was wondering that too, because I was sort of like, So they're showing a lot of male chests today, but she's still in her dress. I kind of like the print on her dress.
Her dress was all right.
Yeah, but I did make a note of that. And then later she was in her sort of lingerie, you know, her pink ensemble.
It was anyway, but I don't know. I'm just not digging any of them. And then so not digging the other scene with, which wasn't his fault really, but he and Drew and Michael, I was like, oh my God.
Yeah. No, that wasn't his fault. And well, and again, it seemed like originally Drew called the two of them in to this meeting, right? But then as they started talking, it sounded like Michael sort of was in on it earlier than that one meeting, right? Because when he started like chiming in.
Stats,
it's like, wait, so Michael was part of this original? I don't know. It was a little, that seems confusing to me too. And we're, I mean, I know we're easily confused, but this does seem to be an unusually high number of scenes that were confusing to us for no good reason, you know?
Yeah. And but that was just like a yucky bro gathering.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But I did like, I think I'm starting to really warm to Nina as an agitating mess, you know? I just like the way she comes flying in there, you
know? Now doesn't even like read the room, you know.
Yeah, she's just like a tornado of dysfunction, just everywhere she goes.
Yeah, well, and I guess even like this, the scene that kind of started all of this was when Michael and Willow were having dinner at the Metro Court, right?
Oh,
and
yeah. Oh,
and she like immediately has to swoop in and like pick their meal for them, you know. And
but I mean I thought that was all on them. I was like, you know what you're dealing with Nina, and so you choose to go to you know what her reaction's going to be. You know she's going to overreact, you know. I don't know. I thought that was totally their fault.
I mean, sort of, but I kind of bought Willow's way of thinking a little bit when she said, you know, to Nina that, you know, since I hadn't heard from you, I thought you respected our bound, you know, or whatever. But I guess it was like, I think Michael or Willow said it was a lot of wishful thinking that, you know, she would behave the way they hoped she would, you know?
Yeah, no, I mean, when you're dealing with Nina, you're in the restaurant, of course she's going to read that as like, oh my God, they came here for me.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
And go over the top and, do the meal. And And then they were so sorry they didn't have that champagne. And I was like, yeah, champagne is good.
Yeah.
I love champagne. I'm sorry we're not in a drinking mode anymore these days, because I've even been like ill on champagne and still like, nope, still love it, you know.
Wow, and that's okay.
It's the bubbles. I don't know. I'm a bit of a carbonation fiend.
Yeah, I guess you are, aren't you, with all your seltzer?
Yep. I feel like it gets my blood bubbly or something.
Uh-huh. You know? Uh-huh. Sure.
But that's probably not a good thing. I don't know.
Well, and it probably doesn't get your blood bubbling.
But anyway, and that also in that scene, I was like, what now? What are you going to do to Willow? Now she's going to be like a well-to-do, lady with charity causes and like,
I know. I mean, I thought Michael did a good job of like holding back on suggestions and pressuring her to, you know, do one thing or the other while she was like sort of going through it in her mind. But then his suggestion of like joining boards and stuff, I thought, I was thinking he could steer her towards Christina's shelter or what, you know, and maybe she could somehow provide nursing services there or something like that, you know, which would be a little more interesting and could be part-time, you know, or something.
I did like that they had her point out that what a luxury it was for her to be in that position, you know, and to kind of be pointing out, like, with her background, you know, that was just like she could realize that,
Yeah.
But I just don't like seeing her in that role of just sort of like the well-to-do.
Yeah. Although, I mean, it does make sense. Like, if you're having children and you don't have to work, you know, why would you sacrifice all that time, you know?
I guess so. I don't know. I guess we could get into all kinds of hot
like women need a purpose and stuff like that. I mean, and I agree to, but if she feels like she's missing out on like moments that will never happen again, you know.
Yeah, but why doesn't he feel like he's missing out on moments that will never happen?
I guess again? He's not wired that way, you know, and not everybody is.
Well, you know? I guess, but they don't even bring that up. I guess it's like, to me, it's like, well, Michael, you're missing out on all these moments too. Why don't you, you know, stay home and work for some charities and, you know. You know what I'm saying? Like, why does she have to feel that way, but he doesn't?
No, I don't think she has to. I just think she does. And also, he's probably home at bedtime some more than she is. She mentioned the bedtime stuff, you know?
I guess so, but I'm just saying, you know, neither one of them has to work. They could both be...
Well, that's true. That's true. I guess they could both sort of...
I'm just saying, why do the fathers never seem to feel like, oh, I'm missing all the special moments, you know? Like,
maybe they just genuinely don't feel that.
Maybe, I guess not. Maybe they're just, I don't know. But I just thought, like, well, why is she laying a guilt trip on herself about that, but he's not?
I didn't even see it as a guilt trip. I thought it was just like a sadness that she wasn't there for some of these things.
Okay. I'll try to see it that way. But I just, you know how I instantly went to my like feminist tirade kind of thing about, why don't you stay home with the kids, Michael?
Oh, dear.
But no, you're probably right. I'm sure that would be hard to, because kids do grow up really fast and
yeah, I mean, I can't relate to it really, but I guess, understand how she would feel that way.
Yeah.
You know, and also, I guess you could say too that, you know, when she was sick for all that time, she was sort of robbed of a lot of time with the kids, and he did spend a lot of the time with the kids during that stretch. But, you know, that was a lot of off-camera stuff. We didn't get to see her
when she was really sick,
you know, for much of that stretch. But
yeah.
Anywho.
I'm a little worried about what they're going to do with Willow's character. Because we were already talking about her the other day being sort of...
Memorable or anything anymore. Yeah. But maybe she'll find, I guess it could go a number of ways. Maybe she'll find that it is sort of empty and not fulfilling and decide that it's not for her. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I'd hate to see somebody throw away like all the education and training. And everything.
Yeah. I know. Cause she hasn't been a nurse really for very long, but maybe she could be on Christina's board and then she'll somehow get sucked into some drama.
She could be a school nurse at her children's school.
Ooh, that's true too. Yeah. Ooh,
that's an important job.
Yeah. Yeah. That's true.
Anyhow, okay, so we had that little scene. What else did we have? We had some Christina and Blaze stuff, not too much.
Yeah, and when Christina came to talk to Sunny and Ava was sort of lingering in the background, I thought, is there any way she would decide to use that relationship, the Blaze-Christina relationship, as some, like, she wouldn't... out Blaze.
I thought of that too. Yeah, I thought of that too. I don't know. We don't know what the hell Ava's up to.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think, you know, Ava of old would have used anything on anybody. You know, she wasn't looking out for anybody but number one in the past. We've seen a kinder, gentler Ava with compassion lately, but we don't know what's going on with her now. She's got new writers.
She's got new writers. Yeah, I think that's it. I need more of an explanation for why she's suddenly sort of shifted into this this scheming, you know, diabolical Ava again.
We don't know. We want to think it's just maybe something about her child, because that would be the only sort of something you can sort of maybe not forgive, but understand.
Right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. We'll see, I guess. I wondered if Nina was going to go stomping over there to make sure that Ava was really there.
Yeah, she's got to be on the way soon.
Cause
that has been planted in her brain. Like,
Yeah, Drew really does. He doesn't hold back, does he, on throwing all this shit at her that's just going to make her go nuts?
Yeah, that was the only time I was like feeling like he was a decent character. You know, like, he was working for me at that point when he was doing that. Like, I don't like him as a businessman.
No, he's not convincing any of us that he's a real businessman.
But I like him being sort of mean and evil and hate sexy with Nina, so that, like, I hope they go further with that.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Yeah. Not because I really want to see him shirtless or anything, but
no, sir. Mm-mm.
No, ma'am. what else do we have? Oh, we had Anna Valentine's scene today.
Yes, that was somewhat interesting, although not nearly as fun as back when they were getting along and, you know, close. Yeah. But
do you think that all his protesting about he and Brennan not being tight back in the day, like, with that, shouldn't Anna's spidey sense be going off then?
I thought it was. I was very much hoping it was, although she's disappointed us in the past with her spidey sense and her spy acumen.
Shooting skills have been
But it did seem terrible. But it did seem like her eyebrows were raised when he said, you know, that he wasn't really friends with that guy and didn't ever hang out with him. And then when he said, oh, you know, don't visit him again, you know, that was a little bit, he reacted a little too strongly there. So we'll see. Yeah,
I guess we'll give the new writers credit for trying to salvage the Pikeman story in some way that's going to be. Even though we don't really still don't understand the whole Pikeman thing, at least it's getting a little more interesting, right?
I guess. And I was very glad that she mentioned again that Valentine had been the one who connected Sunny with Pikeman, because that seemed to get lost a lot. Although I don't know if she understands that Valentine helped paint Sunny into a corner, right?
Right, which we think everybody should know, because it exonerates Sunny to a degree anyway.
To a degree, yeah, and Sunny seems to even have forgotten that that's why he got involved. So, you know, or he should still have quite a grudge against Valentine, right? If he thinks Pikeman was gunning for him at all, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Then we had like some wedding dress tomfoolery.
That was all a little too sweet and romantic for me. I don't know. Right.
And then the whole like bringing Chase in for the surprise.
I guess we're supposed to really just enjoy that. But
I think that's supposed to be like old fashioned soap opera stuff.
Exactly, right. Just like the pure romance. Over. Yeah.
I was thinking how pissed I would be if my fiance had changed plans just unilaterally without consulting me. I would have been like, you fucker. Yeah. Like, if you think this is how this marriage is going to work, you are mistaken.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean, though? Like, I guess that's supposed to be romantic that somebody would plan a surprise. But I'd be like, we already made plans and this is what I wanted to do. And, you know.
Yeah. I know. I wasn't even sure, though, with their original plan, like what the story was behind that. It seemed like we had missed an episode or something where they talked.
Where, you know, were they going to Palm Beach? Was that where they were going?
Yeah, and was that supposed to be because it was kind of affordable or something? It just felt like it was out of left field.
And why are we like concerned about their finances, Len?
Right.
Like, Brooklyn is a quarter main, you know, like what, yeah. Why are they? Or is this going to be part of their storyline that they're going to live on Chase's income or something?
I don't know. Yeah. Are they trying to act like they only have their two incomes, whatever she makes, you know, doing whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, but it seems very old fashioned, and Chase is seeming very one dimensional lately. And
I don't know.
I enjoy Lois always, but I don't know. Still, like all the gobbledygook about the wedding dress and everything. Maybe if I were young, still and thinking about things like that, I would find that entertaining or interesting or something. But
yeah, maybe
It just seems like silliness.
It did seem like silliness. Yeah, I agree, Gia.
I mean, you got to get it done. You got to get the wedding dress and all that crap.
And I don't know, like, is Maxie not involved at all in the wedding planning or anything like
that? Oh, does she not do that stuff anymore? Like, that was her business for a while, right?
Well, she would always get pulled in, you know, to do these sort of last minute weddings and stuff. But I don't know if they talked about that or not. I can't remember.
I don't know. She doesn't seem like she's been mentioned in relation to it.
No, it doesn't. But I guess it seemed like what struck me over these 3 days was we kind of caught up with a lot of people that we haven't seen.
That's
much
true.
Of.
They covered a lot of ground. Yeah.
You know, for better or worse, I guess.
We had some Alexis stuff. We found out that they are going to probably make her a lawyer again. Which I don't know what that's going to do to the, is the whole newspaper storyline just going to be dropped? And Gregory, well, he probably won't be able to work much longer anyway.
Right. Didn't he resign because he couldn't submit his thing without somebody else?
Oh, did he? I might have missed that.
Oh, maybe you did. Maybe you did. Because, he's not really able to type or anything, you know, without errors and stuff like that. Yeah. But, yeah, that whole, like, Nina and Alexis sparring stuff, that just seems so repetitive. And I was like,
it gets a little Alexis, tiresome.
Yeah, just walk out. Just quit because I can't listen to this again, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And why is Alexis still in there? That seemed completely unnecessary if she's back at Crimson, you know?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. So maybe they're just kind of toying with these storylines
Are they, maybe they're doing a chemistry test between Alexis and Nina?
Maybe. I don't know. They could have hate sex too, maybe. Yeah. Like, wouldn't that be something? Now there's a plot. Like, oh my God, if we see that, we're going to be like, they're so listening to us. You know?
Yeah.
That Alexis would make and Nina, so like, I hate you so much. Like, they'd be like, I just hate you. Are you as turned on as I am right now? You know, like that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And then the gossip columnist will come busting in and be like, write a big column about it. And like, wow, that could be big. Ooh.
That could be big, yeah. Yeah.
That would be funny. I don't think that's where they're going, but wouldn't that be funny if Nina were having hate sex all over town?
All over town. Yeah, what would Sonny think about that?
And is hate sex actually like a phrase? Because I didn't know.
I don't know. I find it hard to imagine being able to get aroused by somebody that you hate.
Well, they do that all the time in TVs and movie. Like, you know, they do that all the, like, the.
Yeah, I know.
You know, it's this passion of another flavor.
I guess. Yeah. All right.
I don't know. I've never done that, but it does seem to be a common theme.
It does. You're right. It does seem to happen in TV and movies.
I think they're just trying to sort of show like the passion, the getting all worked up and passionate, and it's sort of a flip side of I don't know, but I guess, real life, I don't know. Write in, let us know.
Yeah,
if it's a thing, because we don't know.
Thing. Mm-hmm. Nope, I don't know.
I mean, there's also what isn't there like sort of pity sex and breakup sex?
Sure, sure, yeah.
All these things.
Yeah, and I don't understand any of them.
Well, there you have it.
Yep. Good night.
Well, anyway, who else have we not discussed that they've shown? Did we have any more Cody Sasha stuff?
Not in those 3 days. No, we didn't. I think we covered just
everybody. Yeah. I'm hoping you can weave together these two recordings. I don't know.
I don't know if we were really sparkly in either half.
I haven't felt sparkly at all today, and so that's nothing on you. It's just me. I'm just not having a sparkly day. But
same.
We could try to work on the sparkle for next time. And,
yeah. Okay.
I just hope we had a few laughs, and that's all you can hope for on some days.
That's right. Okay, Gia. Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks to anybody who listened or who's going to listen. Yes,
thank you very much, everybody. We still got to figure out where that Area 51 is, you know, where that
people are. That are listening from Area 51. Why is that growing?
Well, it seems like it's a pretty large number compared to some of our actual countries. Like, I don't know if people who are listening, we get a breakdown of all the countries that are tuning in, and then there's this one that says unknown, or they can't identify the location, and it's higher than some of, like, a bunch of our other countries combined. So it's weird.
Yeah, and it could be aliens or something.
It could be aliens. It probably is aliens. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
or maybe pirates out on one of those ships at sea.
Right, at sea. Maybe it's people at sea, because then it's not going to be on like a landmass. Could that be
maybe
it?
Maybe it's possible.
Maybe, it's but the I don't Navy. Know that
we may. Yeah, maybe it just seems like we hadn't had this, you know, this sort of occurrence before, and then suddenly it was like this block of people. So
I don't know, but whoever they are, thank you. You know, we'll take
it. Yeah, maybe someday I'll list all the countries, and then whoever is listening who's not in one of those countries can
raise your hand.
Yeah, raise your hand. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll see y'all next time, and you have a lovely evening, Keisha.
Thank you. You too, Gia. You have a good night.
We'll talk to you soon. Okay. See ya.
Goodbye.